Jeremy and Joe starts now
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Hello, Houston. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We're Jeremy and Joe. Brian's behind the glass. It's a Monday edition of the program. Happy to have you with us. Hope everybody had a great weekend. You boys, great weekends?
Pretty good weekend. No complaints.
You going to talk into that microphone?
I am. Am I not?
No, you have a headset on. It has a microphone on it.
Oh, no, I'm not going to talk.
Me off. I'm not used to seeing the headphone.
I know.
The microphone, like, at your ear.
I left my headphones at home.
It's okay. If you work in radio, you don't need them.
It's funny how often we have guests that use those headphones that will also pull down the microphone.
Yeah.
I have to tell them, like, you don't need that.
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird seeing it up.
I agree, but
yeah,
this is weirder.
Yeah, that's more
it's weirder. Yeah, now that I see it, you're right. Yeah, it is weirder. Brian, you have a good weekend?
Yeah, great weekend.
I mean, 6-7 movies, 8 movies? How many did you see?
I didn't see a single movie this weekend.
I had a good weekend too, guys. Thanks for asking.
You didn't give us a chance to ask you.
I hope your weekend sucked.
It was a good weekend. Good weekend. Lots to get to today. We'll get to the Astros a little bit later. Good, bad, ugly each and every Monday. We'll tip our cap because we do that each and every Monday as well. Maybe we'll talk about other things. Texans had a draft.
They did.
Texans had a draft. So we'll talk about the Texans. I noticed that they don't put as much Cal McNair on the phone as usual. Or at least as much as last year.
That's sad.
Maybe I bullied him into not. But there are a couple.
But not enough. But not as much as you
it's
want.
It's not every
a little party.
It's not. You don't get that. You don't get that kind of content that we crave on the with the junkies.
He probably also doesn't want to be there on day three.
He was there.
Was he really?
No, he was there. There's two pieces of audio from Cal McNair that we'll play at some point in the program. I don't see it here on the rundown, Brian. Don't see it on the rundown here, Brian. But we'll play it at some. We're going to play a little bit later. It doesn't matter if it's on there now. But there's two sound bites from Cal McNair. They're the two players that Cal McNair is talking to is Lewis Bond, who was a day three pick.
Okay.
And then the other one's Woody Woodaz.
Okay.
Who's got an unbelievable name.
What a name.
It's one of the. It's maybe my favorite name.
It's probably number one on the team now.
That's first team all pro name team.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is there a better name than that? Is there a linebacker has a better name than Woody Woodaz?
Probably not.
That's an all-timer.
Yeah. It's up there.
That's first team, all pro, all name team.
Yeah. Something about the Texans and Woody. They just like the name. It's two in a row.
To me, it's more about the Woodaz.
I know
it is. About the Woody.
Yeah.
Yeah. But 713-780-ESPN. Plenty to get to today. We'll begin with the Rockets, though. The Rockets played a couple of games since we last chatted. Rocket power did not air on Friday. We will. Yesterday was good.
Yes.
Yesterday was good. Like I credit the Rockets for the bounce back. Right, like they looked good. They had a good game yesterday. Alpi played well. Amin Thompson played well. Tari Eason played well. Reed Shepard played well. Like I'm happy with their resolve. Like if you're just looking at game four in isolation. Really, really good job. Tip my cap. A lot of teams would just roll over, quit.
For
one,
sure.
2, 3, Cancun. Kevin Durant was on the bench, though. Yay, Kevin Durant being there for his teammates. But it's hard for me to really get, like, happy about that game or, like, to get super excited. I can't get super excited. And I do think that they played well. But there's just the black cloud hanging over game four of game three. Like of the two games since we last talked, they're even though they won yesterday and dominated and looked great, game three and the collapse that was in the final minute, it looms way over anything else that could be positive about the Rockets.
This series should be 2-2 right now. It's almost like yesterday's game doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It really, that's how I feel. Like, yes, there are good things in it. Amin Thompson specifically. A lot of the guys, Alby, Reed, but just that it almost just doesn't matter. Like until... If they win the next game, then maybe we can look back at last night's game more fondly and say, hey, it's not over yet. But it just doesn't matter because of what happened in game three and that you put yourselves in a hole to where, with or without Kevin Durant, you collapsed in a embarrassing way in that third game of the series.
I can't get over that.
I can't even, like, the aggregators who are out there and just, like, the diehard Rockets fans who are tweeting out all these positive highlights and everything. I'm like, I just don't know how you have it in you. Because, like, I just don't feel that way at all. Like, it just doesn't matter.
I was happy they won yesterday.
Yes, I'm glad the season's not totally over yet.
Also, like, part of me, like, wants them to make history.
That would be great.
Like, do I think it's going to happen? No. Am I looking to hedge my plus 550? No. But would it be cool if the Rockets do something and make some history here? Like, they can be like Ty Simpson. Ty Simpson called up McVay. He's like, hey, let's make some history. The Rockets have a chance to make some history.
They do. They also have a chance to lose by 40 in this next game.
They won't lose by 40. Why do you say that? Why would you put that out there?
I just feel like this is a lot of times those Cancun games go. You get that miraculous win, and then the game five of the series is a blowout. So I hope it's not. I hope the Rockets do have a chance to make history. No team's ever come back down 0-3.
No.
Like, it's not impossible. They've got the pieces, I think. Kevin Durant's not totally ruled out yet. But it's hard to feel, like, great about last night.
Yeah. No, I'm happy with how they played, but you're right. It's hard to feel great. So I asked ChatGPT, because I'm a ChatGPT bro. I'm a ChatGPT guy, as you know. I am that. The closest calls ever, Joe. You want the closest calls ever? The Denver Nuggets in 2020 versus the Utah Jazz and the Los Angeles Clippers came back from 3-1 twice, but not 3-0. Rockets, of course, were the first team in NBA history to come back from 3-1 with only one of the games being at home. They did that against the Phoenix Suns, the Mario Ellie kiss of death. There was a lot of bad blood in that series, too. Danny Ainge, he trolled Mario a little bit. Mario wanted to kill him. The Boston Celtics in the 23 Eastern Conference Finals, they were trailing 3-0 and came all the way back to force a Game 7. So that's the closest call. Recent closest call, 2023, Boston Celtics forcing a Game 7 after they trailed in the series 3-0.
And now the Rockets have a chance to go all the way with Ime Udoka as their coach.
They can do something that has never been done in NBA. And I am rooting for it.
Well, it'd be an incredible story. And it doesn't change for me the questions that you would have going into the offseason, no matter what happens in the Thunder series. But it would be way better to watch them come back and make history than just roll over and die in game five of this series.
Look, I told you after they were trailing 2-0 that I wouldn't mind if the Lakers just rolled the Rockets in the series because I think it could lead to change. And it still might. But now that it got to 3-0, them making history supersedes that other opinion that I
have.
Like, I'd rather them make history than to, get embarrassed and have to, completely, retool. Assuming that they would even retool. But that's where I'm at now. I am rooting for the Rockets to do something that has never been done in NBA history. Why? Because I like history. I like to watch history. Junkie, see, this is a text I don't agree with. Junkie says Lakers just want to finish them off and celebrate in L.A. Is there going to be massive celebration in L.A. if they get past the first round?
No.
Are they going to be rioting in the city? Are they going to be flipping cars because they got by the Rockets in round one? Are they going to pop corks and champagne in the locker room because they got past the Rockets? Do they do that in basketball?
I don't think so.
They do that in baseball.
I think it's just the baseball thing.
Yeah, baseball, they pop champagne for anything that they
wild
win.
Wild card round.
Because baseball sensationalizes everything.
Yeah, you can do it when you make the playoffs, when you win your division, when you win the wild card round, divisional. You can pop champagne like six times in one season. It's remarkable.
I love baseball.
Honestly, stupid.
I love baseball. There is not a single sport that sensationalizes things more than baseball.
Yes.
Oh, that guy threw a ball that was near my elbow. I want to fight.
Yeah.
Everybody runs out of the dugout. Meanwhile, in football, they de-cleat them on a little 5-yard slant. Like, hey, help you up. Baseball sensationalizes things like crazy. Jasper says, don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion. Too bad these guys aren't champions. Underestimate away. That's not true. That's not true. Rockets have champions on this team.
They do.
They have Kevin Durant is a champion, Jasper.
How many active champions do they have?
Durant, champion.
Maybe.
Did Jeff Green get one in his 28 years in the NBA?
I was just about to ask that.
I feel like he had to.
I think he did. Didn't he get one with Boston?
I don't remember, dude. I haven't studied the career of Jeff Green. I'll ask ChatGPT. Has Jeff Green ever won an NBA championship? Give me, data is going to take a little while. This is why the energy prices are so much nowadays, because people have ChatGPT. Yes, but it wasn't with the Celtics.
Damn. Okay.
Any other guesses?
I know the answer.
You looked it up, though.
I Googled it.
Brian, trivia. Brian the Brain, putting you to the test.
Milwaukee?
Incorrect.
This team is still in the playoffs.
Don't give him hints. It's Brian the Brain. He didn't need hints.
His first guess was Milwaukee.
Yeah, you're in the wrong conference.
Oh.
See, my aim was way better. It was way more generic.
I know it was. Yeah.
OKC?
Denver. He won it in 23 with Denver.
Oh, I forgot.
I would have never guessed
that. I completely forgot Denver won a title.
I completely forgot that Jeff Green was on Denver.
He played 13,
I remember that. I just forgot they won a title.
Played 13 minutes a game.
Did he? Was that his only year there?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't remember Jeff Green on Denver. I remember that they won a title. Jokic has one. I know that's the only reason I know. I didn't know that Jeff Green had won a championship.
He was there for 3 years.
Really?
Yeah, 21 through 23.
Wow.
He was same draft class as Durant, wasn't he?
Yeah, 07.
That's crazy. The Rockets have two guys going back to the Seattle days.
Somebody says Kaz did it in 2016. Did what in 2016? Oh, beat the Warriors championship down 3-1. Yeah, that. I don't know why you're saying that, though. Why is he saying that the Cavs?
I don't know. Yeah, we were talking about 3-0, not 3-1. I think
that's the only time we mentioned 3-1 was whenever we said that the Rockets were the first team down 3-1 with only one home game.
Right.
We said that was the first time, not the only time.
Yeah, I think they're just confused.
Yeah. So we're just here to, the more you know with Jeremy and Joe. The way you nonchalantly said the name Woody Woodaz at the beginning of the show still has me laughing out loud. That, for some reason, was the funniest thing I heard all day. Thank you. Look, we're 5 minutes into the show, and we're already making the people laugh.
That's what we're here for.
We're here to entertain. Yeah. Are you not entertained?
Yeah. Sean says the other linebacker on that all-pro name team.
Yeah.
Dick Butkus.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, he's kind of like emeritus pros all-pro
yeah.
team.
Yeah, yeah. But him and Woody.
Yeah. Woody Woodaz might be the great. I hope he's good at football.
Dick Butkus and Woody Woodaz.
Dick Butkus is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what
those
a
are,
combo.
They're like linebacker names, too.
They are. Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, if you named your son Woody and his last name, of course, you know his last name's Woodaz because you're naming your son Woody because your last name's Woodaz. I wonder what Woody's short for. Like, obviously, that's not his real name, right?
Woodrow?
So, like, are the kids nowadays, like, are kids born after 2000 being named Woodrow, though?
You don't think kids are being named after former President Woodrow Wilson?
No, not anymore. Not,
yeah, probably not.
Not these Gen Z guys, no. Like, he's got to have Woody, a real name, right? That's not his real name.
Woody Woodaz.
His real name, okay. He does have a real name.
Okay.
It's Wade.
Oh. So like, why is he going with Woody?
Probably because his last name's Woodaz.
Okay.
So Woody Woodaz.
Yeah, but that would mean he chose it.
Somebody could have picked it for him.
The nickname?
Just like Woody Marks.
Yeah, just like Woody Marks.
All right.
Like,
well,
people,
did he choose that because of watching Toy Story?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But I bet you Woodaz's name, his first name, came from a bunch of people when he was a kid calling him Woody because of his last name.
Yeah,
like, a lot of nicknames are born from somebody's last name. You know what I mean? Like Baggy, like Biggie, like Cammy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that was just Milo.
Yeah, but I think more people started to do it.
Yeah, maybe so.
No, I mean, plus his name's Wade. Like, who wants to be named Wade?
Are you sure? Dude, who calls him Woody? I can't find anything about Woody on here.
They announced the draft pick.
Oh,
Woody.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh, because he introduced himself in the Texans video as Wade.
The Houston Texans have his, like, they tweeted it out. They said, newest Houston Texan, Woody Woodaz.
Oh, I missed that. I was just curious.
Now you have me second guess.
I feel like I'm not.
Where would I have gotten that from?
Your mind?
No, I don't do that.
BS flag?
My mind doesn't. You're throwing a BS flag on me.
I think I'm going to.
That was a very unconfident BS
flag. It was.
This is a risky challenge.
It's pretty early in the show.
It's early in the show. I'm not super confident.
We should probably find out on his football reference page, no?
Where's
profile?
So it does. All their graphics do say Wade.
I think you made this up.
I might have.
I think at this moment, this is a successful challenge.
It's successful.
So yeah. We're finding nowhere on the internet that's calling him Woody.
No.
No.
Where did this come from?
I don't know. I thought I saw it somewhere. I was convinced his name was Woody. I like his name better if it's Woody.
Random's just creating new characters out
it's
here.
It's better than Wade.
I'm calling him Woody.
Yeah. I mean, oh, yeah. We have to now. Yes.
Woody Woodaz.
His name is Woody on this show for going forward, but his name's just Wade.
That's boring. Woody's way better.
I think my favorite part is Jeremy, having invented the nickname Woody, asked, what's his real first name? When his real first name was out there the whole time. Because he doesn't go by Woody at all.
He goes by Woody
well,
now.
On this show.
Now he goes by Woody. Great name, though. Woody Woodaz. Jasper Durant doesn't have the heart of a champion. Curry does, and he let Durant borrow it for a bit. Woody Harrelson says somebody else. Woodrow was his real name. No, it wasn't. It was Wade. Oh, I thought the Texans had tweeted this out as well. That's terrible. 713-780-ESPN. Any other Rocket thoughts here?
I mean, this Friday, or whenever the first game was, that sucked.
Yeah.
It was not fun.
Let's talk about the game three collapse on the other side. We'll talk about this Kevin Durant saga. Where do you stand on that? And there's also a stupid tweet that's out there because there's so many stupid tweets about this series. We'll get your thoughts on the Rockets, too. We'll get to good, bad, ugly from the Astros weekend. We'll talk about the Texans day two and day three draft, headlined by Woody Woodaz. Also, we'll tip a cap a little bit later in the program as well. 713-780-ESPN, the HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. We're on the Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. We're on the YouTube, ESPN Houston. We're on TikTok, ESPN975. We're on Twitter, ESPN975. Joe's at Joe George Radio. Brian's at Sack by BMAC. I'm at Jeremy Brennan. I'm on the Twitter. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN975 and 979HD2. You know what gives me a Woody Woodass? Property taxes. Property taxes are the worst. They are the worst. They keep going up. They keep skyrocketing year after year. And you feel like you're hopeless here. You feel like you have no chance to combat it. You don't want to go to the courthouse. You don't want to learn the law. You don't want to hire a lawyer. It's a long time, right? Long waits, confusing rules, inconsistent appraisers. You know what you need? Ownwell. You head over to ownwell.com, sign up in 3 minutes, and Ownwell's going to be fighting for you in no time. I used Ownwell last year, saved me some money. I'm using Ownwell this year, hoping they save me some money again, but I'm confident that they will because their numbers are great. They've also been emailing me every step along the way. Here's what we're doing. Here's where we're at, which gives me peace of mind. It lets me know that I have somebody in my corner fighting for me, so you do that too. Head over to Ownwell and have them save money on property taxes. Well, how much do I owe up front? Nothing. You owe nothing until they save you money. Then that's when you pay. Zero upfront cost. It is risk-free. It is awesome. Here are some numbers for you. New customers can expect to save on average $774 a year by signing up. What can you do with $774? Wouldn't it be nice to know? Wouldn't it be nice to play around with? Well, get on well. Ownwell has also lowered property taxes for more than a half a million Texans. Be a half a million in one. You can be one of those huge number of people in Texas that are saving money on property taxes thanks to Ownwell. So do not wait. Deadline to protest May 15th for most counties. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes at ownwell.com. That's ownwell.com. Let them know I sent you when you complete your sign up at ownwell.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
All right, so I looked it up, guys. I looked up on Twitter. I just searched Woody Woodaz.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing comes up. Nothing comes up. But I asked ChatGPT, because ChatGPT, I feel like, would vindicate me, because we're boys, ChatGPT and I. Is ChatGPT a male or a female?
I think it depends on what you want. It's your call.
Oh, because that's where we are in 2025?
I think so.
2026?
You can change Siri.
For real? Oh, like a voice?
Yeah.
I'm going to call ChatGPT her.
Okay.
I'm going to call it her. So I asked her.
Do you ever yell at ChatGPT?
No.
Okay, then it can be a woman.
I say, who is Woody Woodaz? There isn't any well-known or documented person named Woody Woodaz. It doesn't match a recognized public figure, athlete, or character. You might be thinking of Woody Woodpecker, the classic cartoon bird, or Woody, the cowboy doll from Toy Story. If you saw Woody Woodaz somewhere, tell me the context and I can help track down exactly who or what it refers to. There you go. I was wrong. But what did Herb Brooks say? Every great moment is born from great opportunity.
Yeah.
We just stumbled on the greatest nickname for Texans linebacker, maybe in the history of the franchise.
No, I did.
That's a great point.
Thank you, Cal.
A story here.
Cal's the ultimate.
In which his position coach gave him a nickname while he was at Clemson.
What was it?
Whoop-ass.
Man. That's what the Texans tweeted. They said, open up a can of Wood-ass.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
And you thought, Woody.
I don't know where I got Woody from.
And that's the bottom line.
Woody Wood-ass. There you go. Anyways, we move on. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. What is going on? Jeremy's just renaming dudes. Eric the Buyer, that's what I do. Well, if you made that up, great freaking job, because I'm still laughing about it. I don't know if that shows how shallow my sense of humor is, but it's hilarious to me. That's a real basketball thing. Wait a minute. No, Jasper, that's not what I said. I said it gives me the wood ass. I didn't say whatever you said. Jasper, I said paying property taxes gives me the wood ass, not what you thought it was. 713-780-ESPN. Jeremy, you have to make intelligent prompts to ChatGPT in order to receive the output you're expecting. It's not a browser like Gemini. I don't know. I feel like I've handled ChatGPT pretty good. I feel like it helps me. It aids me. Aids me pretty good. All right. I don't want to read that text. It's too long. Too real, actually. Too sporty. Too sportsy. What do you make of this Kevin Durant saga? John Granato, he poured gas on a fire, and everything blew up. The internet blew up because Granato was the first person to realize that Kevin Durant was not on the Rockets bench.
Yeah.
And then he tweeted it, and there goes the forest fire. Everybody's mad at Kevin Durant quitting on the team. He can't even support his guys. Yada, yada, yada. Where do you stand on the Kevin Durant saga?
So at first I was like, nah, this is stupid. Why does anyone care? And then the next day, when McMenamin, I think it was at the Rockets practice facility,
uh-huh,
and goes, no one knows where he's at and no one's talked to him. I was like, that's a little strange. I guess you think someone would like, hey, bud, how you doing?
Okay, well, he may said that he was at the rehab facility.
Yeah, but like the fact that like none of his teammates talked to him, I thought was a little strange. But largely, I think it's a giant nothing burger. That any player who was in this situation is going to get criticized for it. But Kevin Durant is going to go up a level because he's KD. And because he's got burner accounts and people don't think he's a good teammate. So when you're not out there and you're going to miss the game, people are going to make assumptions. He's kind of walked himself into that. So largely, I think it's a nothing burger, but I'm not surprised by the reaction.
Yeah, I think it's stupid. Like if what Ime said is true, we don't know if it is, but I believe that it is. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. The dude's trying to like work his way back to play in the series. And I think it's a legitimate injury. Did you see that where he stepped on the dude and like he rolled his ankle all the way over?
Yeah.
I broke my fibula once playing basketball because I had such a severely sprained ankle, Joe, that when my fibula hit the concrete, it put a little hairline fracture in the fibula. So I can relate to what Kevin Durant is going through. He's also super skinny. Like, he rolls his ankle. Like, does it cause a bone bruise because he hit the side of his leg? Yeah, probably. Probably.
Yeah.
So I'm not buying into the whole, oh my goodness, oh, Kevin Durant wasn't on the bench in game three. He was in game four. Also, like the whole, like Amin Thompson doesn't know how he's feeling. Who cares? If you guys had a rolled ankle, I wouldn't be checking on you guys. Hey, how's your ankle feeling today, bro?
Yeah.
Come on, that's soft.
I mean, again, this is what Kevin Durant gets, right? You've lost the benefit of the doubt with people on social media because of burner accounts, admitted burner accounts. Then we get burner accounts that we think are also yours again this year, which through this series, my thought has been he's right about everything that was in those DMs. And then this, like, you're just like, no one's going to believe you. Yeah. And ultimately, all that really matters is if the players know he's rehabbing actually and, you know, hit with his question as a, you know, future Rocket. But I think this is largely nothing.
Yeah, I'm at a nothing burger with you as well. What'd you make of the blow up in game three? I mean, you put the game away. You had Stan Van Gundy. Yeah. Oh, the Rockets have won a game in this series. It's 2-1. And look, that's what stinks about being down 3-0. It could very easily be 2-1. Should be 2-1 if you can take care of the ball. What is Jabari doing? Jabari, what are you doing, man? Like, bring it across the half court line. Well, Smart, he came after me, and I felt like I had to lob it over his head. Well, just like you have size. Like, turn your back to him if he comes after you. Like, you don't have to get rid of the basketball. Like, you could just, hey, well, I don't remember how many timeouts they had. They probably had a timeout. So even if you do get pressured and you feel like you're not going to get over the timeline in time, take a timeout. That was stupid. That was dumb. And then you foul a three-point shooter. What are you doing, Jayshon Tate? You're in there for your defense, and you run into the dude. Mm-hmm. Like, that was dumb. Like, even if, like, you could have gotten away with the turnovers if you don't gift him the foul there. So, like, the entire sequence was brutal. Jabari's turnover, brutal. Jayshon Tate fouling a three-point shooter, brutal. Reed Sheppard on the next possession after you took a timeout. Yeah, so, you did have a timeout. Reed Sheppard, what? He got poked from behind. Mm-hmm. And, like, it almost looked like it was designed how beautiful the steal was.
Yeah, and then Albie looked like a baby giraffe trying to figure out where to go on the court.
My goodness.
Yeah, it was
unbelievable.
It was like everything that's gone wrong with the Rockets this year at points all happened on one play. Or like
a sequence.
Yeah, one sequence. It was embarrassing. I can't believe they lost that game.
There's no reason. It was a total collapse, meltdown. One of the all-time collapses we've ever seen.
Like it doesn't rival like what T-Mac did from the other side when he made all those threes. I don't think like it's that far off from the Lakers' perspective of being able to come back in that way. I mean, they're down 4 with 37 seconds left.
Yeah.
When Jabari gets the ball. Like I know. I think it's Marcus Smart is shading Amen Thompson right there. Mm-hmm. But why is Jabari the guy dribbling the ball off the court?
It's a good point.
Ever.
It's a good point.
Like he's not good on the dribble. And in that situation, you guys, the team, the coach, is going to allow Jabari Smith Jr. to be the guy responsible for getting the ball across half court in a 4-point basketball game. What are you doing?
It's a great point.
Well, even besides that, like Marcus Smart was the only person even remotely trying. The rest of the Lakers guys on the court were all sagging off. Like,
yeah.
He could have just kept bringing the ball up.
They weren't really
pressuring him at all.
There was somebody on the internet who said that I think that the rest of the Lakers quit except for Marcus Smart. Like, they had already conceded. And that's not like to say like they opened up a can of quit. Like, it was just the scenario of the game where, like, you never come back.
Yeah, all their backs are turned. The guys who are running down the court, I'm watching the play now, their backs are turned or they're already across half court. Marcus Smart's the only one who's engaged.
Yeah.
And he puts on this little fake where he just stops and then goes and intercepts the pass.
It's so like, bad.
Literally, the only thing Jabari couldn't do there was pass the ball towards Marcus Smart was standing.
Yeah, he'd have been better off
the only guy trying.
Throwing a jump ball to the paint.
Yeah.
That was so bad. Like, that's the difference of being tied in the series. That's what's aggravating.
Well, and then as you said, Jayshon Tate, what are you doing, man?
Yep.
Like, Marcus Smart is in a 4-5-on-1 situation, mm-hmm. is jacking up a 3.
Let him shoot it.
Let him take it.
Let him shoot it. Worst thing you can do there is foul.
It goes in, you're still up 1 with 30 seconds left. Worst case.
Yeah.
Instead, you foul him and just, like, let it unravel on you even more, where most likely he's going to just miss it.
It's brutal.
And it's just your ball.
Brutal ball. Junkie says, who says LeBron ain't clutch? He did hit a clutch shot. Even with all of that disaster that was going on, LeBron still had to hit the game time 3, and he did. So yeah, I have to tip your cap to LeBron for hitting game time 3. Junkie, you go to a rehab center at 7:30 at night. Here's the thing: if you're Kevin Durant's stature, they'll open the rehab center for you at any point of the day.
And it's their rehab center. He's just in the Rockets
and
facility.
There might not be people there to like work it 24/7.
Yeah,
but if you're Kevin Durant, there's going to be people there for you.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, he probably was just in the locker room. Like,
yeah.
He's probably on Toyota Center.
Oh, for sure.
Property.
Yeah, he's in their rehab facility in their locker room.
Yeah,
or in the bowels.
Yeah, like he is near the game.
Yeah, if you're a professional athlete at all, you can call up an athletic trainer at any hour of the day, and they're going to be up there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's how, I don't want to say the word spoiled, but it's a little pampered for mm-hmm. sure. If the Rockets lost a game in the Wood-Az, would anyone notice? Probably not. Probably not. Reminded me of the Duke collapse. That's a good call.
Yep, when Boozer tried to throw it over and didn't need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's a really good comp. Pete, Rockets game 3 collapse, just a notch below Oilers Bills, his biggest choke job in Houston sports history. See, I don't want to put – I don't think so. And in terms of, like, having a game 1 and just peeing down their leg and gifting it away, sure. But the stakes totally different.
Yeah, this isn't a winner-go-home game.
No.
If this was game 7 – of a series or even just an elimination game, totally different, but they're down 2-0 in this series. It's not over yet.
But it's also a round 1 series where I think both fan bases are operating under the understanding that they're going to get to the second round against Oklahoma City and the Thunder are going to open up a can of Wood-Az against them.
Yeah.
So I don't think...
I wouldn't even put this in front of like Texans Chiefs.
Oh, you're talking about at Arrowhead with O'Brien? Yeah, I mean, you would have hosted an AFC championship game.
Yeah, so I think the stakes are higher there.
You could even go Texans Chiefs the year after the Bills debacle whenever they blew a lead to Montana and the Astrodome.
Sure.
So, yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, you could go Brad Lidge in game five of the NLCS against the Cardinals to pull holes. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't put, like, if you're just going percentage of chances of winning to losing the game, sure. But the moment you add the stakes to it, I think is what diminishes that versus the other ones. Yeah. If you just went strictly like the percentage of chances to win the game, yes, yes, I agree. But whenever you add the stakes and like the importance of the game, I would say no. Also, with this Rockets team, did it come as like a massive shock?
No, this team's been blowing leads all year.
It's kind of like, yeah, kind of like I didn't expect this type of blown collapse. But does it surprise me? No. No, it doesn't really surprise me.
No, that's what's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
And that's why there's questions, I think, about the coaching staff and this roster in general, is that this shouldn't be an acceptable outcome of a basketball game.
Yeah.
It just should not be. And everyone is just like, yeah, not too surprising. And that's not okay.
Be handing up six with 30 seconds to play. Gator says even the pass back between LeBron and Kennard was like the UConn win. This series has made me feel nothing. I'm not attached to anyone on the team except for him. And that's fair. That's kind of pretty much sums up my point, too. Oh, one stupid tweet I did want to read. The Sleeper Rockets guy, who I think is the worst. He tweeted, Peyton Pritchard has a playoff career high 32 points tonight. Under Ime Udoka, Pritchard was barely part of the rotation. You can't tell me Reed Sheppard wouldn't have a similar leap for the Rockets once Ime Udoka gets fired.
That's so stupid.
Come on. Come on. That's some rage baiting, engagement farming, son of a gun.
That's just a person who doesn't know anything about basketball. At all.
Pulled 35.5K views, though.
I think that's good. That's so good.
Part of me is like, one side of my mouth, stupid tweet. Other side of my mouth,
just throw this crap out there to get clicks.
I got called a rage baiter like 10 minutes ago.
What'd you do?
I posted a poll. Would you be open to the idea of Alex Cora managing the Astros next season? And I got, he goes, you do love your rage bait type questions, don't you? That wasn't rage bait. It was certainly engagement farming, but it's not rage bait. How could you be mad at that?
Engagement farm.
Yeah, how's that ragey?
You run from that.
How's that ragey?
No.
That's not ragey.
I think I only like would like rage one person.
Joey Cora?
Blum.
Yeah.
Oh, good call.
That might be the only one.
Blummer might quit.
Yeah. That might be the only person that really pisses off.
Remember he got sick and missed that one game? He's going to get sick for the whole year. Yeah. He's going to get sick for his entire tenure.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of the Astros, good, bad, ugly. What was the good, bad, ugly from the Astros weekend? Of course, we start with the bad and the ugly because they lost the series. 713-780-3776, Jeremy and Joe. ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2.
1976, gas was 59 cents. That'd be nice. D&M Leasing, they opened their doors with one mission, making a vehicle easier, smarter, and more affordable than buying it the old-fashioned way. 50 years later, that mission has not changed. But the reason that people come to D&M has only grown. They're tired of negative equity, tired of wasting weekends at dealerships, and tired of paying too much for too little. You don't have to go anywhere anymore. You can do everything on your phone, DocuSign, talk to the salespeople, pick out your car. They'll bring it right to you, to your home, to your office, whether you're out at lunch. They'll take your trade-in vehicle as well. And if you don't know what you're doing, you've never leased a vehicle before, their average salesperson has been there for 10 years. So you'll be with someone that knows how to save you money, protect you from depreciation, and design a lease around your life. Give them a call right now, 713-290-1000, or visit dmautoleasing.com.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
We are in a couple of soccer matches as our sweats of the day.
Yeah?
We're in La Liga.
Okay.
We're in on Espanol.
What's this weird stuff?
We collectively
Joe,
as a
unit.
Did
you make a soccer bet today?
No, not today.
Yeah,
do you guys know football?
Either.
Do you guys know football like I do?
I'm number two.
I didn't know we were making a soccer.
Were you? Were you guys ever the radio voice of the year in Houston? Thanks to your work with the football team in the city, the Houston Dynamo. That was pre-COVID. That was a long time ago. But we collectively as a unit, because if one man stands on it, we all do. We're on Espanol. Yeah, I didn't ask for their insight today.
Yeah, you just didn't care about us.
Well, it wasn't a matter of care.
Yeah, he was DMing Brendan Sorsby. He'd be like, what do you got?
In fact, I do care. It's care that I didn't ask you guys.
Sure.
I care about us winning, and I know asking you guys would be negative IV.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Or IV, Evie.
That was okay. A weird way to apologize negative for EV. Not including us.
It wasn't. Yeah. No, it was more being blunt about the fact that
saying we don't know football.
I know football, and you guys don't know football.
Didn't our soccer bets lose the other day? The last time
that was the first losing day we've ever had in soccer. First losing day ever we've had in soccer in the history of our lives.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought there was a day we went like 4-4, but we still lost money.
No,
because I think that was the day
maybe it was golf. Maybe that was golf.
Yeah, that was golf.
That was golf. Okay. When Jeremy had 8 golf bets about us.
Eight head-to-heads.
I don't think we were consulting on those either.
No, definitely not. But I don't know golf. That's well.
Yeah, whenever you guys are in the one chair, you guys can do this sort of thing.
Okay.
Well, technically, Joe's at microphone one, if you want to be real technical.
Good point.
Yeah, mine's more, inside baseball.
His name's first on the show.
Yeah, who's first on the marquee? Brian, your name's not even on the marquee. You have zero influence.
Wow. You don't have a marquee.
What marquee? Buron Espanol, money line today. They are 0-0 in the 78th minute. And we're also on the over 2.5 there. Man U Brentford in the Premier League. We're on that one as well. We're on Man U to win the match at -110. We're also on the over 3 at -110, and it's 2-0 in the 81st minute.
So we're not tracking
almost didn't bet the over on that game, too. I didn't like the over.
It's not over yet.
Yeah, hopefully there's a late goal there. But the Man U side of it looks good. We need a late goal from Espanol is what we need. But anyways, we're tracking that. Junkie says Rockets need to go get Peyton Pritchard. That'd be nice. It's just not going to happen. Like, do you think Peyton Pritchard's grow on trees? Do you think 6'3", average athlete, white guys grow on trees?
They do not.
They don't grow on trees. They don't grow on trees there.
Wasn't he a free agent this summer, too?
I don't think so. I thought the Celtics locked him up. I think they gave him an extension. Rob on Twitter.
It was an extension, yeah.
Yeah. Şengün, pregame hype speech, fired up the fellas. Alpi Şengün, the new Carlos Correa in the city.
The motivator.
Alpi Şengün's going to be making mound visits before you know it. But he said, Şengün, pregame hype speech, fired up the fellas. Choppy all game, and the Rockets came out and smacked him from the tip. Boots to booties. Mm-hmm. This was the team we wanted to see from game one, not down 3-0, IMOG. I did like the chippiness of this. Do you see the late ejection of that dude? I don't know his name. Thero? He got ejected. Holiday got ejected because they were pushing and shoving a little bit.
I think I missed that.
Yeah, honestly.
You didn't watch the end of the game? You didn't stay to the very end?
No.
There was like a minute left to play, and Holiday and this Thory guy got into like a little bit of a shoving match, and the officials, good officiating, knowing that the game's over, they throw both of them out of the game so it didn't escalate into more.
Yeah, okay. No, I missed that.
And then, of course, you saw the DeAndre Ayton ejection.
Well, yeah, I saw that.
DeAndre Ayton, he got a little high with the forearm right into Şengün's face, and he got the little heave-ho.
Yeah, that
he got the heave-ho.
Not surprising.
DeAndre Ayton.
You are out of here.
See you later. See you in L.A.
I didn't like Durant waving by, though.
Yeah, it was weak.
Bro, you're
down 3-0. You're down 3-0. You're in street clothes, and you can't play because you got weak bones.
You played in one of four games. You're in street clothes. You're down 3-0.
Yeah. But that's very KD.
Former teammate, too.
That might be the best take Ryan's ever had.
So weird.
This is hopping to Ayton. Ayton hears this soundtrack playing in his head as he's walking back to the visiting locker room inside the Toyota Center. Kevin Durant in his street clothes saying goodbye as it's 3-0.
Yeah. I don't love it either. I don't love it either.
That's so weak. That's so weak by Durant.
Yeah, it is.
That's the weakest thing he's done in the series.
But it's not surprising.
No. No, he's a troll.
Yeah.
He's waving goodbye.
He hasn't really had any other moments to troll in this series.
If you're the Lakers, I would just walk by and say 3-0.
Yeah.
See, are you coming to L.A., Kevin, or is your ankle going to force you to stay into the rehab center inside the bowels of the Toyota Center? Huh?
Oh, if he doesn't go, that's going to
you even making the trip, KD? That's what I'm saying. Hey, KD, it's 3-0. We're going back to L.A. You coming? You want to catch a ride? You playing? Saying goodbye to Ayton. That's a great take. I hate that I didn't have that take.
Yeah. Sorry, Brian beat you to it.
McDonald's the guy we all
Slim
like.
Reaper. What?
What was that?
How is that related?
I don't understand.
I was playing it for myself. I had a good
take. McDonald's the guy.
McDonald's
we all
the
like.
Guy we all like.
I didn't connect it. Your name's not McDonald.
You think D'Amico said McDonald?
He didn't sound like he said McDonald.
McDonald's the guy we all
I don't
like.
Hear the last D.
Yeah, you're right. You're, I think
right?
You're right.
I don't hear the last D.
No, I think I hear it.
You hear it?
You hear the D at the end? McDonald? McDonough?
He doesn't pronunciate.
Yeah, play it again. He didn't play the. He didn't say the D at the end.
McDonough's the guy we McDonald. All we all like.
He doesn't say the D.
No, he doesn't pronunciate it real well.
When I heard it at first, I just was like, yeah, he's talking about Brian.
I thought he said McDonough.
I will say, I don't know if I like Brian having a positive drop about himself.
It's pretty Bush League. Bush League Brian's at it again.
Like, doesn't have any negative drops. No. Only we do.
Yeah.
We don't. You have a positive drop. I don't have one still.
No.
No, you just have boom shakalaka. Yeah.
From you is not a drop.
I played that for you, though.
No, but that's Jeremy's. Yeah. For me, it's Jeremy saying it. You have this now. You have this like, oh, we all like McDonald's.
Brian has his own drop for himself. Brian
doesn't get a negative.
Brian, do you have wieners? Positive drops.
Do you have a negative drop, Brian?
I don't think I do.
Yeah, we all have negative drops.
Filmer has some for me on Saturday.
This is Bush League.
Bush League Brian.
Yeah,
that's a different show.
Yeah, this is real Bush League.
This is Bush League Brian. We're going at it. That's what we call him Bush League Brian for. Rocket fans are all hyped. Watch this wood ass whooping coming next game. Going to settle their wood asses right on down. Guys, let's not forget that last year the Rockets were also down 0-3 to the Warriors last year. Guys, let's not forget that last year the Rockets were also down 0-3 to the Warriors last year and took it to Game 7.
Weren't they down 3-1?
Yeah, I don't think they were down 3-0.
I don't think it was 3-0, was it?
I'm pretty sure they were down 3-1, not 3-0.
Yeah, I don't think 3-0 is right. Rockets showing some heart, didn't want their season to end last night. Fakers didn't want the two get one series on.
Yeah, it was 3-1 last year. They won game two of the series, the Rockets.
It was in Houston, right?
Yeah, that was the Jalen
Green
game. That was the Jalen Green game.
38.
Should that be an ejection?
They're kind of correcting us, right?
Yeah, throw them out. 7497. We'll
you are out of
talk tomorrow. Good news is you can hit the showers early.
Kevin Durant's waving bye to you right now.
Kevin, yeah, just imagine Kevin Durant saying goodbye. And you're the Lakers and we're the Rockets down 0-3. All right, let's get through the good, bad, ugly from the Astros weekend. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN, 97.5, 97.9 HD2.
Might only be one game left to watch this year. Great place to do it. That's at Twin Peaks. They got 29-degree draft beer served in frosted mugs, made from scratch, comfort food, wall-to-wall TVs with every game for every fight, every big moment. The rustic Mountain Lodge atmosphere, burgers stacked high and cooked to order. It's always a great time at Twin Peaks. Again, UFC, boxing, football, basketball. If it's on, it's there. It's that ultimate man cave sports lodge. Your lodge away from home. Scenic views that make Twin Peaks famous. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
ESPN 97.5. You're back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
All right, good, bad, ugly, Astros weekend. 713-780-ESPN. What you got? Start with the bad and the ugly, obviously, because the Astros lost the series. Joe, what do you got? Bad, ugly.
So much. McCullers. He sucks.
Yeah, he's brutal. I mean, other than his opening start, he's been tragic.
Yeah. Obviously that first inning's not all on him, but walk, walk, single, Altuve error, and then they just put it on you. He's bad.
Yeah. I mean, if you just pull up his Baseball Savant, which I can nerd out on a Baseball Savant with the best of them. There's not many you can nerd out on Baseball Savant like I can nerd out on a Baseball Savant. He's only got one slider. And I don't mean the pitch. He's only got one slider that's in the red, and that's his ground ball percentage. Pitching run value, 15th percentile. Terrible. You just want to go pitch by pitch. Fastball run value, 52, which is average. Breaking run value, 7th percentile. Off-speed run value, 23rd percentile. Expected ERA, 28th percentile. Mm-hmm. He's no good. He's not good. He's probably not a big league pitcher at this stage of his life.
I agree. And that's unfortunate. And
yeah, it's not. I like the guy.
Yeah.
It sucks. He's had injuries that have devastated him.
And we'll always have that first start of this year.
We'll have that.
That we'll look back on fondly.
If he pitches like that the rest of the year, I think the Astros are onto something.
Yeah, me too. Cy Young winner.
I mean, right. if the Astros stayed healthy, he might not be on this team right now.
Yes, I agree. And I think there's a chance that as Hunter Brown gets ready to come back, that I think we're on DFA watch.
I think it's still too early because of the state of their health, the pitching staff.
But like as guys start, like if there's a world where Blanco and Wisniewski are coming back this year, Lance McCullers won't be on the roster, whether it's phantom injury or just straight DFA.
Well, it depends on their record, though. Like if they're totally out of the race, I think I could see them just allowing McCullers to, you know, ride into the sunset. What's the harm? You're out of the race anyways.
There's none. There's no harm.
No, there's no harm.
Because let's just let them go out there and be bad. So I guess if just you're right. If they're trying to win baseball games, I don't think in the long term of the season he factors in.
No.
Which is unfortunate, but it's also not expected or unexpected.
Hold on, let's Keith from LA wants to talk Rockets. Please calm down. The Rockets, no KD, no win. 1-2-3 Cancun game 5. Key from LA. By the way, the Astros sucks too. Go Texans. It'd be suck too, not sucks too. Key from LA. Laughing face emoji. Laughing face emoji. Laughing face emoji. Y'all buried the Lakers in y'all's predictions. Now who got the shovel? I got Lakers plus 550. Dog. Did you? Were you confident enough to bet the Lakers to win the series, Key from LA? And if you were, show me receipts. Because I've been on the Lakers plus 550 since the start of the series. I'm more of a Laker fan than you are, Key from LA. Because I had confidence in the purple and the gold. I had confidence to the tune of plus 550. Show me your ticket prior to the series. Laughing face emoji, laughing face emoji, laughing face emoji.
You okay?
I wanted to respond to Key.
I said it was going 6. I don't feel like it's buried the Lakers.
Come on, Key. Show me receipts, dog. Somebody said junkie. Lance McCullers, war minus 0.04. Yeah, he's tragic. He's tragically bad.
Honestly, that's higher than I thought it was going to be.
He's terrible.
Yeah, he should be unusable.
And he's probably your second best starter.
Yeah.
He's not your second best. He's probably your third best. Because Eric Geddy and even Burroughs hasn't been great, but Burroughs is better. I had Lance too, 7 runs, 5 earned, 5 innings. I had Colton Gordon. Colton Gordon, I'm afraid, is also not a big league pitcher. Mm. And he was only on this team because of injuries. We all know that.
Yeah.
Like eat some innings and all that. Got that one random start. I thought that best case scenario for Colton Gordon was that at some point in his career, and I like Colton Gordon. He pitched at UCF. I saw him pitch collegiately. He was a stud at UCF. And you know my feelings about the Big 12 and everybody affiliated with the Big 12. So I was rooting for Colton Gordon more than I might for any other random jabroni loogie. He's not a big leaguer. Colton Gordon is not a big leaguer either. He's a 4A guy. Mm-hmm. He's organizational depth. He's a guy that could be DFA'd off the 40 to clear space for somebody that needs to be on the 40.
Yeah.
He gave up 5 runs in 2 innings.
That's pretty bad.
And he was eating the innings. Like they knew he was going to be the demotion for Bennett Souza, who's going to get called up, which another bad and ugly.
It was on my list, yeah.
Joe Espada using Bennett Souza against the middle of the Yankees order. First time that he's pitched all year. Here you go. Here's Aaron Judge. Have at him, big boy.
Yep. It didn't go very well.
Which you can blame Espada on one hand. You can blame the state of the pitching staff on another hand. I just thought that was kind of hilarious. Brian, sorry.
He took a couple of mine there. Bennett Souza being walking home 2 runs. I mean,
it's his first game of the year.
Yeah, but you got to be able to find the strike zone.
You got to put him in an easy landing spot.
He faced 5 batters. He walked 4 of them.
Easy landing spot.
The one he did walk, he gave up a hit to.
I'm defending Souza here because I think it's a terrible usage of him.
I don't disagree, but.
For his first game back. Like, the dude had 2 of his rehab games rained out and didn't even appear in his final 2 rehab games that were scheduled because they got rained out. He threw a live BP. Here you go. Here's Aaron Judge. Live BP back-to-back.
No, you're right.
Here you go. Here's the reigning AL MVP, Bennett Souza. Hope you're healthy. Like, that was ridiculous.
It's a bad use, but.
And I halfway blame Espada, halfway blame the state of the pitching staff. But you're all right. You got to find the zone. I'm not arguing there. I'm just saying, like, if you point to the reason for blame, like, don't love the usage there.
No, I would much rather blame Espada there than Souza.
Terrible usage.
Because I like Souza. It's just that's a brutal first appearance.
Brutal. And yes, you need to find the zone. You're not wrong. I'm not arguing against you. I'm just saying that, you know, I'm trying to defend the guy a little bit. I felt bad for Bennett Souza in that moment. Yeah. Any other bad uglies for you guys?
I mean, I think, you know, it's, go back to that first inning from McCullers. That Altuve play was ugly.
He's a poor defender.
Like, and it was.
He's poor. Poor defender.
The fact that it could have been much worse in that inning, but you also might have been able to get out of it. I know McCullers gets the double play on the next play because Giancarlo Stanton walks to first base. That was the slowest jog I've ever seen in my life to first base.
You got hurt, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
But. You got to make that play, and it's not saying that McCullers goes out there and has a good outing after that. He probably still gets shelled and is bad, but But you got to help your guy out when he's in a bad situation like that. He gives you a double play ball, and Altuve just botches it. It's awful.
Facts. Any other bad uglies, Brian?
I mean, I hate to point it out, but Altuve's been bad at the plate.
Yeah.
Like, 20 days ago, his OPS was like 1170. It's down below 800 right now. He's lost like that many points in 20 days. And he's had, I think, I was looking at his game log, just like game by game the other day.
Nerd.
He's, definitely a nerd here. But he has, where was it? It was, five hitless games in his last seven. Five of his last seven games plays, he's gone over.
That's bad.
Yeah, it looks like his last 16 games, 71 plate appearances, 194 average, below the Mendoza line. OPS of 523.
Yeah, 20 days from 11, like a Yordan OPS to below 800.
Yeah, that's not good. Any other bad uglies, boys?
No, that's kind of all of it.
I mean, De Los Santos made a sweat yesterday.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Ninth, your closer, De Los Santos.
Yeah.
Closer.
Yeah, that's a statement about 2026, isn't it?
Your closer, De Los Santos. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. Pete, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's going on, Pete?
Hey, guys. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Astros. Oh, boy. Where do I start? Oh, good. Well, the good is they didn't get swept. We think Spencer Arrighetti would be your best pitcher at this point, but he is. So hats off to Mr. Spaghetti. Bad. You guys already touched on it. Lance McCullers. Oh, my gosh. I think it's just time to, walk away from him when the time's right. I know that they don't have much else right now, but he's done. And my ugly, Dana Brown again. What was it, Saturday? They asked him about the status of Joe Espada after they were 10-17. And I think he said, well, you can't blame the walks on him. You can't blame the injuries on him. And that's true. Mm-hmm. It's understandable. But when it comes to managerial skills, Dana, Joe is not a y'all have a good day.
Yeah, I think we're seeing the swan song of both GM and manager.
Totally agree.
Was that an attempted joke by Pete on the way out?
Probably. Yeah.
The grade the skill of a Espada, it's nada?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that was by design for Pete. It was never in question.
To be honest with you, I missed it. I didn't.
Never in question for me.
It went over my head.
Ooh, was that in?
No.
Joe must spot it. How'd that not go in? It was bouncing all over the woodwork. That was something. Oh, they're going to go to VAR to see if it was good. You guys are dying for Espanol.
Football Brandon.
Levante. Look at that. Look at that left-footed strike. What a laser. Is that in? That might be in, Joe.
That's good for us, right?
I don't know which side is which.
Do you know which
side? I'm rooting for Espanol, but I don't know which of the
That's
two they are.
That's not a goal, I don't think.
So I don't know
You bet on this.
Yeah. I don't know which kit Espanol wears. And yeah, I think I'm with you. I don't think that crossed the byline.
Aren't they
the
like black and red and yellow?
We got a green and a blue team.
Brian. Black and yellow, kill a fella.
That's right, yeah.
No, they said no goal, and they went ahead and blew the full-time whistle. So the games are done. We might be looking for something else to bet, but there's no other sports going on. We lost both sides of this Espanol-Levante match, which, by the way, last week we made just under 6 units.
Nice.
On the year entering today, we're right around 4.5, a little over 4.5 units, actually. So just to point that out there. But today, let's see, we lost both of those games in Espanol-Levante. So minus two units, minus two on the week. That brings our year total to 2.5. But the Man U match, we won.
Yep.
But then we lost. Oh, actually, we leveled the over. So we won a unit in that match.
Okay.
The other one pushed. Because we had the over 3 goals. It was 2-1 Man U.
So we got a push and a win.
So we got a push and a win there. That brings our year to date to just over 3.5 units.
Okay.
Brings our week down to -1 unit and our today down to -1 unit. That's not bad.
It could be worse.
Yeah, it could be
worse. That late goal helped us out a lot.
It did.
So we went from, going 1-3 to 2-2.
No.
Or no, 1-2-1.
Yep.
Yep, there we go.
And they say a tie is like kissing your sister. No, it's not. No, it's not. It made our day a little less sucky.
Mm-hmm. Should we bet on these PKs real quick?
I don't think they're doing PKs, Joe. You don't do PKs at the end of a...
Oh, the way they were lining up, I thought maybe they were.
I think they were just thanking the fans for coming to the match.
Oh, okay. That's very nice of them.
It's pretty normal in soccer.
I guess this is why he didn't consult us.
Yeah. He thought they were lining up for PKs. They're just,
it looked like
they're,
it.
They're just applauding the crowd.
It's just the handshake line?
Joe, in regular competition, you don't have PKs. That's why they end in draws.
Joe don't know ball.
You only have PKs after extra time in knockout games.
The more you know with Jeremy and Joe.
Yeah, I know plenty about soccer.
2018 play-by-play man of the year.
That's right. 713-780-ESPN. You're bad, ugly from Astros weekend. We'll get to our goods as well. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5.